Erevin Pirk Dalet Mishnah Tes 4:9. So we've seen there are two basic ways that a person can establish his Makom Shvisa, the center of his Tchum for Shabbos, to be a place other than his usual home. Either he can put the Erev Tchum in there, his food there, or he can physically stand there as Shabbos comes in. There was that side point special for a traveler, doing a point in the distance, but that's a side point. The question is, of these two primary ways of Erev Baraglav, making Erev with your feet, meaning actually standing in the place that you want to be the center of your Tchum as Shabbos comes in, or making an Erev Tchum with food to be there as Shabbos comes in, to establish that being the center of your Tchum, which one is primary? Which is the primary way to set up an alternate Makom Shvisa, and which one is secondary? And the Nafkamina, the reason why you might want to know that is because we may not, halacha may not afford the rights to do the secondary approach to all people. It might be a special dispensation for certain people in certain circumstances. So that's the machlokas here in this Mishnah. The previous Mishnah had said that a person can say shvisasi bimkomi. A person could say my makom shvisa is the place where I'm standing. We even said you don't have to say that explicitly, but the point is that's a way of doing erev baraglav, of establishing your makom shvisa by just physically being there as Shabbos comes in. So the Mishnah here says, in reference to that, v'zohi she'amru, this is what they said in the past. In other words, the Mishnah is talking about a previous memorized phrase that existed prior to the codification of the Mishnah. Certainly for generations upon generations, the Jews were passing on Torah Shabbat Peh, and in the generations immediately prior to the codification of the Mishnah, so they had like certain things that everybody memorized that were from different Tanaim that, you know, will either become the Mishnah or be left out the Mishnah as a Braisa. So we have one of those lurking around that they are recalling now in our Mishnah, which says they would say everyone knew this I'll call it a Braisa, this Braisa. Quote, Ha'ani ma'arev baraglav, it's the Ani, the poor man who can establish his Erev base with his own legs. End quote. So the Mishnah here is saying that the Ani we're referring to in that, I'll call it Braisa, that we're quoting here, that preceded the Mishnah as we have them now, was referring to the traveler. And the traveler is, if not literally an Ani, excuse me, at least he's figuratively an Ani, because he has no wherewithal now. He's traveling and obviously hasn't got much with him. That person's an Ani effectively because here for the Shabbos he hasn't got much. We don't make him put food somewhere. He can just use his legs and that's sufficient. According to the Bartanura, like the Rambam, actually, we're going to be talking now about, when we say ani, we're referring to both a literal ani, meaning someone who has no food, and a figurative ani, someone who's traveling. Okay, we'll come back to that later on. Most Rishonim actually don't agree with that explanation. They understand that when we say ani here in this Mishnah, we're referring to dafka, someone who's traveling, and that's what the Mishnah is saying here. When we say a traveler, we meant the traveler, that's the ani we're talking about, but a regular person, even if he's financially, you know, destitute, if he has a home, he's going to be considered an usher for the context of this Mishnah. But let's go back to the Bartanura's Pshat. The Ani here, referring to traveler or literal Ani, those are the guys who can be Ma'ar Baraglav. Amrib Meir, Anu Ein Lanu Ela Ani. And it's just those guys, just the traveler or the poor person who has no food, just those guys are allowed to do Erev Baraglav, to do it by standing out there. Meaning, that's secondary. The primary way to establish a Makom Shvisa other than your own home is by putting food there. And the secondary way is Erev Baraglav, standing there. But the Erev Baraglav, standing there approach is only allowed for people who need special circumstances, meaning aniyim, travelers and poor people. But people who aren't travelers and poor, they must actually put out food, dafka. And the reason why Reb Meir holds that is because he holds, listen, it's not apparent to anybody why you're standing out in the hills as Shabbos is coming in. You know, maybe you're just looking for your lost animal, maybe you got involved in some sugi and you're learning out there, and now you got involved in your learning, so you just didn't wander in yet. But there's no reason that it's evident to onlookers that you're establishing this as your home for Shabbos. But of course, if you put a picnic basket out there, why in the world would a person put a picnic basket out in the middle of nowhere, other than to establish that as his Erev Tchumen? So that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that actually the heir of Baraglav standing out there is in fact the primary way. That's like the best way to show this is your place for Shabbos. You're actually there when Shabbos comes in. And the symbolic way is to use food, and that's sort of secondary. Therefore, Behuda Omer, Echad Ani ve'Echad Ashir lo Amru Ma'arvin. So, Echad Ani ve'Echad Ashir. No, both rich and poor alike, meaning traveler and non-traveler alike, certainly can establish their Erev by their Makom Shvisa by standing there. That's not a problem for everybody. Lo Amru Ma'arvin Bapas. The only reason that they gave you the plan B, the secondary approach of putting out the picnic basket, the food for the Erev Tchumen, El Hakel El HaAshir. Just to make it easy on the wealthy person, I mean the guy who has a home, doesn't want to stand out in the middle of nowhere as Shabbos comes in, he wants you back in shul. So he puts food out there by himself with the shaliach, symbolically, and that's sufficient. Shlo yetze v'yara baragav. So he has no need, therefore, to stand out there like a dolt as the sun is setting in the middle of nowhere when he could be back in shul. Now the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, which means that both approaches are valid for everybody, tachlis. The primary way is indeed to put out your food. The primary way is indeed to stand out there. But if you have food, you can do that instead. It's no problem. As for the aniyim, they don't have food, so they'll stand out there. Okay, fine. So it's not a problem. Now, I explain it according to like the Bartanura. Just know that according to most Rishonim, unlike the Bartanura's going with the Rambam, the ani here, as I said before, is just talking about the traveler. Meaning, according to Rebbe Meir, according to most Rishonim, even a poor person who has no food has no food, he still is not afforded the, he's not allowed to just go stand out there and do Erev Baraglav. That won't work for him. That's the secondary approach, and it only really applies for special circumstances of travelers, Dafka. But non-travelers, doesn't work. If they want to set up an Erev Tchumen, they'll have to use food just to stand out there by themselves. It's totally ineffective. But again, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, so both ways for everybody are effective.